Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿神的平安与大家同在。
First of all, I'd like to praise and thank God I can be here to have fellowship with all of you.
很感谢神，我能够再一次在这边跟大家一起来聚会。
We also praise and thank God that everyone can gather here safely to worship the true and living God together.
并且我们要同时感谢神，让大家能够平安的来到这个地方，敬拜我们的唯一真神。
Tonight, I would like to share with you, blessed are those who do the will of God.
今天晚上要用遵行神旨意的人有福了，跟大家来分享。
Let's turn the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 23.
请大家翻开马太福音第七章二十一节到二十三节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 23.
马太福音第七章二十一节到二十三节。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven, verse 22.
二十二节。
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Verse 23.
23.
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So we can see here in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 23.
在这边我们看到七章二十一到二十三节说到了。
Our Lord Jesus Christ said to disciples, Not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们的主耶稣跟他的门徒们说，不是凡称呼我主啊的人，主啊的人都能够进天国。
But only those who do the will of the Father in heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
But in that day, the day of judgment.
那么也就是在那末日审判大日。
Many people will come to him and say to him,
许多人会来到他的面前告诉他说
Have we not prophesied in your name?
我们不是奉你的名来传道吗
Have we not cast out demons in your name?
我们不是奉你的名赶鬼吗
Have we not performed miracles and signs in your name?
我们不是行很多行事奇迹来奉你的名行事吗
And what did our Lord Jesus Christ declare to them?
那么主耶稣在这里要告诉他们
He will say to them, I never knew you depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
他说我从来没有不认识你们，你们这些做的人离我去吧。
So we can see how important it is to do the will of God.
所以今天我们在这边看到多么重要的一点，遵行天父旨意。
Because not doing the will of God is the same as practicing lawlessness.
如果不懂得遵行天父旨意，就是跟作恶的人是一样的。
And all lawlessness is evil.
那么作恶的人就是作恶多端的人。
And all lawlessness is a sin.
那么作恶的人就是罪人。
So that's why for us as chosen people of God.
因此我们已经被神选召的人。
We know that the gate to the heavenly kingdom is very narrow.
我们都知道去天国的门是窄的。
But this is the will of God.
可惜的是，但是这是遵行神旨意的事情。
And we know on the end days there will be many false prophets come to deceive us.
我们都知道在末日有许多的假福音都会来迷惑我们。
But we must continue to bear fruit.
但是我们必须要继续结果。
Because this is the will of God.
因为这就是遵行神的旨意。
And it's also the will of God for us to build a foundation by using the word of God as our wisdom.
那么我们不但要遵行神的旨意，也要用他的话来建立我们属灵的智慧。
So when the rain falls,
所以当雨来了
when the flood comes,
当洪水来了
when the wind blows,
当风吹了
then those of us who build with wisdom on a rock, we cannot be shaken.
那么聪明的人把房子建在磐石上就不会动摇的。
And this is the will of the Father.
那么这就是我们天父的旨意。
So, but if you read verse 21 to verse 23,
所以当我们看到二十一到二十三节的时候
，For sure these people love God very much.
我们可以很确定这些人真的是深爱耶稣。
If they do not love God, why are they willing to prophesy in His name?
那么他们爱神，甚至能够爱到愿意用奉他的名来传道。
But if they do not love God, why they would be able to cast out demon in His name.
如果他们不爱神的话，为什么要用神的名来赶走这些赶鬼呢？
And why, if they do not love God, they be able to perform miracles and signs in His name.
如果他们不爱神的话，就不会用耶稣基督的名来行神迹奇事了。
But loving God is not equal to enter the kingdom of heaven.
但是爱神不等于就能够进天国。
But if we love God, the proof of loving God is to do His will.
但是爱神为了证明我们爱神，就是要遵行他的旨意。
Because many people can prophesy in the name of Jesus.
今天很多人都可以奉耶稣的名传道。
You can see nowadays there's so many great TV evangelists out there.
我们现在看，打开电视，有许多有名的布道家。
And so many of them drive Rolls Royce.
那么很多人都开着名贵的轿车。
And they live in a big mansion.
他们住的大房子。
And every time you want to go see them, the ticket admission at least $70.
每一次 要听他们的讲道，都要花70块美金才能够进去那个会堂。
Even though they speak in the name of Jesus,
虽然他们奉着耶稣的名讲道
，but they just use the name of Jesus to fulfill their own will.
但是他们却用耶稣的名，为了要满足自己的愿望。
I remember one time one of my wife's coworker when I was living in Boston.
那么我在波士顿住的时候，我太太的一个同事
，and he wanted to go see this minister, Clefto Dollars. His last name is Dollars.
那么我们我太太她的同事呢，要去看这个慕道。布道家 Dollars,
and the waiting list is 6 months.
那么光排队就要排6个月。
And not only that, had to pay at least $60 for the seat. Maybe it's not up front, right, way in the back.
不只是要排队排六个月，还要花上60块美金才能够坐在那个会堂的最后一排啊。
So it's more expensive than a rock concert.
所以换句话，比看演唱会还贵。
We can see our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到主耶稣基督。
For sure, he's the greatest evangelist of all.
是的，主耶稣基督是一个最大的布道家。
But every time he speaks.Everybody can come to listen to him for free.
因为每一次他讲道，许多人都免费来参加。
Because salvation is freely given to men.
因为福音是免费给大家的。
And if we do according to his will, we have no right to charge people to listen to the gospel.
如果今天我们是遵行天父旨意的人，我们没有理由为了要听道理而去收钱的。
So you can see nowadays many Christians use the name of Jesus to benefit themselves.
但是今天我们很看到许多人用了耶稣基督的名字，为了要满足自己的欲望。
Yes, even though with their mouth they call Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, Lord.
虽然他们口中喊着主啊，主啊，耶稣基督。
But they do not do according to His will.
但是他们的行为却不是遵照神的旨意。
So for us as a chosen people, we also need to reflect on ourselves.
所以今天我们是神所选召的人，我们要常常的想想自己。
When we do holy works for Lord Jesus Christ.
当今天我们做神的工作的时候
，Do we always want to push our own will or the will of God?
我们是不是要遵行神的旨意呢？
And every time we do something in church, do we do it according to the will of God, or we just want to fulfill our own requirement?
今天我们做神的工作，在教会里面，只是为了满足自己的心愿，还是真的是遵行神的旨意来做呢？
So we must be very careful.
因此，我们在做的时候要特别的小心谨慎。
Because everybody can use the name of Jesus and prophesy.
因为每一个人都能够轻易拿起耶稣的名来传福音的。
But very few people.Do according to the will of the Father.
但是却有很少的人遵行天父的旨意。
And why did these people be able to cast out demons in the name of Jesus?
为什么这些人能够奉耶稣的名神行赶鬼呢？
We know the name of Jesus above every name that is in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth.
我们都知道耶稣的名是最伟大的，不论是天上、地上、地下。
Before I came to know our Lord Jesus Christ,
在我认识主之前
，and I always experience evil spirit.
我常常会感到。
And every night I sleep, I usually experience the same 5 evil spirits.
那么每一天晚上我睡觉的时候，都会感受到那恶魔的灵来侵扰。
So most of the night I'm so afraid to fall asleep.
因此每天晚上睡觉都睡得非常的惊怕。
Because the minute I fall asleep, 2 evil spirits would hold my hands.
因为每次我一睡着呢，有两个灵呢就会抓住我的手。
And 2 would hold my legs.
两个会抓住我的脚。
And 1 would choke me.
那么其中一个。会来压住我的脖子。
And I experienced this for many years.
我这样经历了许多年都是这样的睡眠。
And one day I worked with a coworker who was a Christian.
有一天我跟我的同事说到他是一个基督徒。
And I told her what's going on with me at night time.
我告诉我这位同事呢，晚上发生这么多的事情。
So she told me next time when you experience this kind of evil spirit, just cast it out in the name of Jesus.
他告诉我说，下次如果你再遇到这样的事情，你就奉耶稣的名来赶他。
And during the time I did not know our Lord Jesus Christ.
在那个时候我还不认识神。
But because I want to get rid of the evil spirit, so I believe my co-worker to use the name of Jesus to cast out demons.
但是我为了要赶去那个恶魔，所以我按照我的同事告诉我的，奉耶稣的名来赶鬼。
So one night I was sleeping.
所以有天晚上睡觉了。
And once again, 5 evil spirits came to bother me.
再一次，五个鬼一起来打搅我。
And during time, I said in the name of Jesus Christ.
在那个时候，我真的喊出奉耶稣的名赶鬼。
The minute I said in the name of Jesus Christ, all the evil spirits disappeared.
我立刻说出来，立刻那个鬼就不见了。
And was I saved during that time?
所以我觉得自己好像得救了。
Of course not.
当然不是了。
I didn't even know about Lord Jesus Christ.
在那一刻，我还不认识什么是耶稣基督呢。
And I did not know to do according to His will.
我还不知道要遵行天父旨意的呢。
But I would still be able to cast out demons in His name.
可是，在那个时候，我仍然能够用他的大名来赶鬼。
And the same thing with doing miracles and signs.
同样的情形发生在神迹奇事。
Miracles and signs does not equal to enter the kingdom of heaven.
能够行神迹奇事，不是等于就能够进入天国。
I remember before I came to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
我记得在我认识主之前
，Every Sunday I go to my adopted parents' house to have dinner with them.
每个礼拜天的晚上呢，我都到我的养父母家去吃饭。
And one winter night was very cold.
有一天冬天呢，非常的冷。
And after dinner, I came out and I saw a skinny cat was he probably like was freezing outside.
有一天晚上，冬天很冷的时候，我吃完饭出来，看到一只很瘦弱的猫，快要冻死了。
And I feel so bad for this cat.
我感觉到那猫好可怜呢。
So for me, I say, oh, let me take him with me back to my apartment.
所以我就决定把那个猫抱起来呢，回到我的公寓去住。
So from my parents' house, the way I live, we must cross a bridge, right, from East Boston to Boston.
那么从东边的波士顿呢，来到波士顿呢，我必须要跨过一个桥。
But before we cross that bridge, we must pay a toll.
过桥之前一定要付钱的。
So during time, as I open my window to pay the toll,
所以我打开了窗户，摇下了窗户呢，来付这个过桥费。
And that crazy cat jumped out of my car.
那么这个猫呢，真的是疯了，跳出去了。
And before, during that time, I didn't think fast enough, so I myself also got out of the car and chased after the cat.
那个时候我实在不知道怎么办，赶紧开了门追那只猫。
This bridge is a four-lane highway, right?
桥上是四条线的高速公路。
So why the cat was running?
所以猫在前面跑
I was running after the cat.
我在后面追
And the police was running after me.、Right?
那么警察就在后面追我
During this time, as I was running after the cat, I saw that he was about to jump over the bridge.
所以当我追猫的时候，猫在我前面呢，快要跳下河了
And for me, during that time, I just yelled, God, please do not allow him to die.
那个时候我真的喊出神啊，不要让那只猫给死了
And during that time, as he jumped,
那么就在他飞起来要跳的时候
，And for some reason he got stuck right on the railing.、Right?
那么不知道什么理由呢，他就卡在那个桥上面。
And he was like frozen, right?
那么好像被冻住了一样。
He couldn't move,
好像不能动了。
So during time I just went very slowly and I grabbed him with my hands.
所以我慢慢过去呢，双手把他抱起来。
And for me during time I knew that God have answered my request.
所以那个时候我已经体验到说，神真的回答了我的问题。
Because I cannot believe when the cat jumped, all of a sudden just dropped down and were frozen on the railing.
因为在我的面前，这个猫真的跳起来，结果掉在那个桥柱上。
This is the miracle that God had performed for me.
所以对我来说，这好像神在我的身上呢，显出一个神迹奇事一样。
Even though I did not know who he was.
就算在那个时候我还不知道谁是神。
But by yelling out his name.
但是因为喊出了神的名字。
By calling out to him.
因为对他的呼求
He'd be able to perform the request that I have made to him.
所以说他完成了我所对他的要求
So that's why it's so important for us as chosen people of God.
因此我们被神选召的人这点非常的重要
The most important things we must do is to seek his will.
最重要的事情就是在我们的生活当中寻找他的旨意
Look at King Saul.
我们看看所罗门
Actually, in the beginning of his kingship, he's very great.
扫罗王在刚当王的时候非常的好
，and he was very humble，
而且非常的谦虚。
But on the end of his kingdom，
但是在他末期的时候
，he became so proud，
他变得非常的骄傲了。
Because and then he became so disobedient to God，
而且他骄傲的程度已经开始不遵守神的旨意了。
That's why God said to him, "It's better to obey than sacrifice."
所以说神最后告诉他说，你最好是顺服远远超过奉献。
Because to obey is to do the will of God.
因为呢，顺服神是神的旨意。
So that's why for us.
因此对我们来说
，from the Old Testament to the New Testament，
从旧约一直到新约
，is all about doing God's will.
都是在讲如何遵行神的福音。
Maybe some has come to the church three times a week.
我们也许来到教会每个礼拜三次。
We listen to the word of God every week.
我们常常每个礼拜都听神的话。
But if we cannot do the will of God,
但是我们却不能够做出神的旨意。
Then all this learning the word of God become useless to us.
那么这样在学习当中知道神的旨意却做不出来，那是白费的。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 29.
我们请看生命记二十九章。
Deuteronomy 29:29.
生命记二十九章二十九节。
Deuteronomy 29:29.
生命记第二十九章第二十九节。
Verse 29.
二十九节。
The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Can you read that, please?
隐秘的事是属耶和华我们的神，唯有显明显的事是永远属我们和我们子孙的，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。
Here, God tells us the secret things belong to the Lord our God.
这里告诉我们，隐秘的事是属于我们的主，我们的神。
But those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children.
但是明显的事是永远属于我们跟我们的子孙的。
And what is the purpose for God to reveal this secret to us and to our children?
那么神要显明他的隐秘之事给我们跟我们的子孙什么目的呢？
That we may do all the words of this law.
重点来说，好叫我们能够遵行律法上的一切话。
We can see the Israelites for 40 years they were in the wilderness.
我们都知道以色列民在 旷野周游了40年。
And many of them they cannot please God.
许多的人在那个时候都没有办法让神喜悦。
And the reason they cannot please God because they did not do according to His will.
神不喜欢他们，原因就是因为他们不能够遵守神的旨意去行。
So because of this, their body scattered all over the wilderness.
所以说，神让他们呢在旷野。在旷野当中慢慢的行走。
So for us, we must learn from this.
因此我们要从这个教训里面来学。
And even in the New Testament, let's go to Revelation chapter 22.
就算在新约圣经，我们看启示录第22章。
In the book of Revelation, we know it talks about the end days.
我们都知道启示录说明了就是末日的事情。
And on the end days, there will be 7 blessings.
在末日的时候有7个福气。
And the blessing in the last blessing in the book of Revelation is in chapter 22, verse 14.
我们看到最后一个福气，22章的第14节。
It says here, blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gate into the city.
那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，可得权柄能。到生命树那里也能从门进城啊。
So you can see in Revelation chapter 22 verse 14, this one of the last verses in the Bible.
我们可以看到这22章，这也就是最后一章的其中一节圣经。
And God tells us, blessed are those who do His commandment.
这里说到说，凡是遵行神旨意的人都有福。
In some other versions say, blessed are those who wash their robe.
那么这边也用翻译本有说到，洗净自己衣服的有福。
To wash their robe is also to do and to be holy according to God's will.
洗净自己的衣服，也就是能够遵行神旨意的人。
Said, why is it so important for us to do His commandment?
因此在这边再一次强调为什么这么的重要能够遵行神旨意呢
That we may have the right to the tree of life.
那么重点就是我们有能够得生命树的权柄
And may enter through the gates into the city.
同时间能够进入那城门
So for us,
所以对我们来说
as we continue to worship God,
我们继续来敬拜神
make sure we do according to His will.
我们要能够确认自己能够遵行神的旨意
I remember one old sister.
我记得有一位很年长的姐妹
she's very stubborn.
那么她非常的固执啊。
And for many years she was a council member.
那么她已经在这个职务会待了几年了。
And for many years she always insists in her way.
那么每一年呢，她在职务会做事情总是很强调自己的方法。
So because of this, she always caused division among the church.
那么她因为这样子，所以常常造成教会的不平安、不分裂。
Of course, she's a very zealous worker.
是的，她是一个非常有热心的信徒。
And she loved God very much.
而且她的热心也非常的热爱神。
But she never ever willing to put her will aside to just do the will of God.
但是她总不能，她常常不能够放弃自己的思想，去遵行神的思想。
One day she was praying.
有一天她在祷告。
And all of a sudden God showed her a vision.
有一天她祷告的时候呢，神异象给她看。
In this vision she was running.
那么在这个印象当中，他是看到自己在跑。
And she was beating the brother and sister on the left and on the right.
那么他左右呢，开弓打这个弟兄姐妹在他旁边的人。
And it seemed she was ahead of everybody.
看起来他好像跑在第一个。
And as she ran ahead of everybody, and all of a sudden there's an end to that road.
他虽然跑在第一个，但是突然间路不见了。
And on the end of this road, there's a big white house.
那么在这个路的尽头呢，有个白色的大房子。
Of course, it was not the white house, right?
当然不是白宫了。就是白色的房子。
So even though this white house was very glorious,
这个白房子在她前面呢，感觉到非常的荣耀。
And for her in her heart, she knows she must enter to this white house.
在她的心里面，她告诉自己一定要能够进入这个白房子。
But at the same time, this white house is surrounded with gates.
很可惜的，这个白房子却被四周的篱笆给围住了。
And during the time, even though she was run ahead of everybody, even though she reached there first, but there's no way for her to enter to this house.
所以对她来讲非常的可惜，虽然她跑第一个来到这个面前，可是没有路可以让她进去。
And during this time, she started to shed tears.
在那个时候，她在门前哭了。
Then across the way,
然后
across the way, she just looked across.
然后她看到对面。
Then she saw our Lord Jesus Christ.
她在看到对面呢，站的是主耶稣基督。
And he told her,
主耶稣告诉她
My way is the only way.
他告诉说，我的道是唯一的
道。And my will is the only way.
我的旨意是唯一的道。
And because of this, our Lord Jesus Christ tell her.
因为这样的主耶稣显明给他看。
You must start to do according to my will.
告诉他说，你一定要开始遵行我的旨意。
So during this time, the sister she was very joyful.
所以在那个当中。那个姐妹感觉到非常的喜乐
Because God loves her very much.
因为神这么的爱她
Because now that she's old, God did not want her to pass away without reaching the heavenly kingdom.
这个姐妹已经年纪大了，不要因为这样而去世呢，没有办法进入那神的国
So after that prayer, 所以在那祷告之后, she stepped down from being a council member.
她退出了职务会,
and she started to pray and repent and ask God to forgive for all those years that she had been causing problems.
在那个时刻开始呢, 她向神祷告, 向神悔改, 在她过去所做的一切, 造成教会的不平安。
Actually, before that vision, I never see she was happy.
在这个, 在她看到异象之前, 我从来没看过她脸上有笑容。
She always very mad and very angry.
我看到她脸上总是这么忧愁, 非常的愤怒。
But after the vision,
但是在她看过异象之后,
and I did not know what happened to her.
当然我不知道她在异象里面到底看到了什么事。
But when I look at her and I look at her face, wow, things have changed so much.
但是我看她的脸上可以告诉我, 已经有事情发生, 而且改变很大。
And then that time she told us the story.
然后她就告诉我们她看到的事,
how God saw her. Told her and how the way for her to reach the heavenly kingdom.
那么他告诉我们在异象当中, 他看到耶稣告诉他的话, 如何进入这个神的国。
Let's also turn the book of Mark chapter 10.
我们请看马可福音, 马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10 is a very good example for us to follow.
马可福音第十章是一个非常好的例子, 让我们来学习的。
How we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们如何能够 进入神的国,
the gate is very narrow.
因为那个路,
and we must find the narrow gate. That is the gate that's according to God's will.
我们必须要找着那个窄门能够进得去, 因为那才是神的旨意。
Mark chapter 10, verse 17 to verse 22.
我们请看马可福音第十章十七节开始到二十二节。
And many of us are very familiar with this story.
大家都非常熟悉这段的经节。
This story is about a young rich ruler.
这里说到的是一个非常有钱的富人。
Verse 17 says, Now as he was going out on the road, one coming to him kneeled before him and asked him, Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Verse 18.
18节,
so Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. Verse 19.
19节,
you know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not be a false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother. Verse 20.
20节,
and he answered and said to him, Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth. Verse 21.
21节,
then Jesus looking at him, loved him and said to him, One thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me. Verse 22.
22节,
but he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. So we know that during this time, there was a rich young ruler.
这里说到了有一个青年非常的富有。
And he came to ask the Lord Jesus Christ how to reach eternal life.
他来到耶稣的面前问耶稣如何进入那个永生啊。
So our Lord Jesus Christ tell him, you know the commandments.
耶稣告诉他, 你知道所有的诫命。
Do not murder, do not steal.
那么不要杀人, 不要偷盗。
Honor your father and your mother.
那么要孝敬父母。
And this young man with confidence said, yes, since I was a youth, I have accomplished all these things.
这个青年的有钱人说, 是的, 我很遵行神的旨意, 从小就开始。
But our Lord Jesus Christ told him,
但主耶稣告诉他了,
one thing you lacked.
你才缺一样。
And that one thing, he said, you must go and sell whatever you have.
这缺的一样就是要把你所有的变卖出去。
And give it to the poor.
然后分给穷人。
And then you would have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me.
那么你就有财宝在天上, 这个时候你要来跟从我。
So let's study about this young man.
所以我们看看这个青年的妇人。
Actually, there's many good points that this young man did that we can apply to our lives.
今天我们看到这个青年人在耶稣的面前有许多的好处让我们来学习的。
But it's only one thing that he lacked.
但是他却缺少了一件事。
Because he's not willing to do the will of Jesus.
原因就是因为他不愿意遵照主耶稣的旨意。
Then he went away sorrowful.
那么他就很忧愁地走了。
So this means he cannot enter eternal life.
换句话,他已经离这个天国的门越来越远了。
Look at this young man, verse 17.
我们看17节这个青年。
Say, now as he was going out on the road, one came running, kneeled before him, and asked him, Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?
耶稣出来行路的时候,有一个人跑来跪在他的面前,问他说, 良善的夫子,我当做什么才可以承受永生啊?
Remember, our Lord Jesus Christ is only the son of a carpenter.
我们都知道主耶稣基督在那个时候只不过是一个木匠的儿子。
But this young man, he was rich.
那么这个年轻人而且是个富有的年轻人。
In the Bible, it's only a few times and few people who the Bible mentioned that were rich.
那么在圣经里面很少有人被圣经称说这是一个有钱人。
And this young man was one of them.
那么这个年轻人就是其中一个有钱人。Not
only that, he also was a ruler.
不只是这样,他还是一个法官。
So this means he is wealthy and in society he has high status.
换句话,他不只有钱而已,在社会地位也非常的崇高的。
But what did our Lord Jesus Christ have?
但是主耶稣基督在这边,他手上有什么?
He has nothing.
主耶稣基督手上没东西。
But that did not stop this young man from running to the Lord Jesus Christ.
手中没东西的耶稣基督不会让这个年轻人不想来到耶稣的面前。
So how about us?
那今天的我们呢？
Can we be like this young man?
我们是不是能够像这个年轻人一样？
For example, when Friday night come along, when Saturday morning we have to come to Sabbath.
比如说星期五到了，星期六早上到了，我们是不是能够来到安息日聚会？
Do we feel as burdensome to come to worship the true and living God?
我们是不是在心里面觉得说要来敬拜这个真神是一种负担？
Or we feel so excited.
还是我们觉得非常的兴奋呢？
And we can't wait to be here to come to have fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
每一周我们等不及的要能够来到教会与神亲近啊。
But I think very few of us.
但是很可惜的。
Look forward to come to Sabbath.
很可惜的，我们在座的很少人能够觉得说非常的愿意来到神的面前。
After a long week of work.
尤其是经过一个礼拜的工作，
Every single one of us are very tired.
每一个人大家身心疲惫了。
And to come to Friday night service is very difficult.
每一个礼拜五要来参加聚会真的好难啊。
And to get up Saturday morning come to service also very difficult.
礼拜六早上还要起这个大早，为了要来安息聚会也是更难的。
But those of us who love God very much,
但是心里面热心爱主的人呢，
this difficulty does not stop us from coming to worship the true and living God.
刚才所说的种种困难不会因此而停止聚会的。
So just like this young man, he ran to the Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像这个青年一样，能够跑步来到耶稣的面前。
And the first thing he did, he kneeled before our Lord Jesus Christ.
他做的第一件事情就是跪在耶稣基督的面前。
So remember, this young man, he was very rich.
我们知道这个年轻人是富有的。
And he had high status in society.
社会地位很好的。
But that did not stop him from kneeling down before our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这两样东西没有让这个青年不想跪在耶稣的面前。
So the same thing for us.
今天的我们也是一样。
When we come to worship God.
今天我们来到神的面前。
Do we truly humble ourselves before Him?
我们是不是真的能够谦卑在神的面前？
And kneel before Him.
而能够跪在他的面前？
And what was the first thing that came out of His mouth?
所以第一件事情，这个年轻人说什么？
And he said, "Good teacher."
他说，良善的夫子啊。
So the first thing that came out of His mouth, he praised our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个年轻人说的第一句话就是赞美主的话。
So how about us?
今天的我们呢？
The first thing that come out of mouth when we kneel down and pray to Heavenly Father.
今天我们跪下来出口的第一句话，我们祷告什么？
Do we praise His name?
我们是不是赞美他的名？
Or are just our minds become blank?
还是说我们脑筋一片空白呢？
We can see Nehemiah.
我们看看尼希米。
Nehemiah lived in a time of captivity.
我们知道尼希米住的在那个时代是一个很困难的时代。
And during time, even though he was a cupbearer in the palace.
在那个时候他虽然是酒政，但是他在那个时候呢是困难的生活。
Because his love for his fellow brethren.
因为呢他思想他的以色列的同胞。
Because his love for Jerusalem.
因为他思想那耶路撒冷城。
During that time he fasted and prayed for those things.
在那个时代里面呢，他为了这样的事情禁食祷告。
But we realize the first thing that came out of Nehemiah's mouth.
但是我们看看第一句从尼希米口中所出来的话。
Even though during that time his people live under bondage.
虽然那个时候呢他的同胞们都被抓了。
But the first thing that came out of his mouth, he praised the name of God.
但是第一句话从他嘴里出来的就是赞美神的名。
So for us, we also must do this.
所以今天我们也是要做同样的事情。
Every time we kneel down and pray to God.
今天我们每一次跪下来向神祷告。
The first thing that come out of our mouth, we should praise the name of God.
第一句从我们口中所出来的就是要赞美神的名。
Look at the book of Revelation.
我们看看启示录。
They talk about the four living creatures.
我们看看启示录里面的四个野兽。
The 24 elders.
四个活物跟二十四个长老。
And all the saints that's in heaven.
他们都是在天上的。
What was their purpose?
他们在天上做什么？
Every time they speak, they praise the name of God.
每一次他们一开口就是赞美神的名。
Because God is worthy of our prayer.
因为神的名是值得我们去称赞的。
So we also must do the same.
因此我们都要做同样的事情。
That's why this young man said, good teacher.
所以这个年轻人第一句话说，良善的父子。
And then what is the second thing that came out of his mouth?
那么第二句话呢？
He said, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?
他说，我当做什么事情才能够承受永生啊？
So this young man, he was not stupid.
所以我们看到这个年轻人不笨的。
Because he asked the most important question that anyone would ask to our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天他在主耶稣的面前问了任何人都会问的最重要的两件事情。
Even though he has a lot of money.
虽然他很有钱,
but he knows those things cannot satisfy him.
他知道那个有钱不能够满足他的,
but the thing that he wants the most, how can he enter eternal life?
但是他生命中追求的就是我怎么还能够承受永生?
So how about us?
今天的我们呢?
Every single day,
每一天的过, 每一天的
生活, even though we are busy working in the world,
每一天的生活虽然我们在世界上非常忙碌,
do we ask our Lord Jesus Christ, what can I do to truly enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们今天是不是真的拨时间来问神，我当做什么能够进入那永生？
Yes, every single one of us can call our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, Lord.
那么是的，我们每一个人从嘴里面都可以喊我们的耶稣主啊，主啊。
But we must seek to do His will.
但是我们要能够找寻遵行他的旨意。
And only then, when come the day of judgment.
只有来到那个时候，来到末日了。
We can be found guiltless before God.
我们才能够在神的面前没有可以指摘的事
情。So just like this young man,
就好像这个青年,
he asked our Lord Jesus Christ,
他问耶稣了,
What shall I do to inherit eternal life?
今天我要做什么才能够承受永生呢?
Then verse 18 is very interesting.
十八节更有趣了。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ did not answer his question directly.
耶稣不是直接回答他的问题。
But our Lord Jesus Christ said to him,
我们主耶稣基督这么说,
He said, Why do you call me good?
你为什么叫是我称我良善?
No one is good but one, that is God.
除了神之外再也没有良善。
So why did our Lord Jesus Christ make this statement to this young man?
为什么主耶稣在十八节这样回答这个青年?
Because this young man said to our Lord Jesus Christ,
因为这个年轻人告诉耶稣了,
Yes, you call me good.
是的, 你叫我是良善的。
And I say to you, no one is good except one, that is God.
我要告诉你, 没有人是良善的, 除了神之外。
So in other words,
换句话,
if you call me good,
如果你说我是良善,
then no one is good except God.
那么除了神之外没有一个是良善的,
then you must know that I'm God.
那么你就是知道我就是那个神哦。
If you know that I'm God, then you must do everything that I tell you to do.
既然你知道我是那唯一的神, 那么你就要做我告诉你做的每一件事情。
So that's why our Lord Jesus Christ asked him this question.
所以主耶稣问他这样的问题。
The same thing, many times we praise the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
是的，每一次我们张口赞美神的名。
We know and proclaim that He's the Almighty God.
我们都说他是一个大大大能的神。
But if we know He's the Almighty God,
我们都知道他是万能的神。
Then for sure we do everything according to His will.
我们都会想要遵照他的旨意来行。
Because on the end days, His words will become true.
因为在末日，他的道要能够活起来。
So our Lord Jesus Christ told this young man.
所以主耶稣告诉这个青
年。You know the commandment.
你知道诫命了。
Do not commit adultery.
那么你不犯奸淫。
Do not murder.
不要杀人
Do not steal,
不要偷窃
Do not be a false witness,
不要做假见证
Do not defraud,、
啊、不要亏负人
Honor your father and your mother,
而且当要孝敬父母
Look at this young man,
看看这个青年
How did he respond to our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们看看这个青年在二十节怎么样回答主耶稣
He said, Teacher, all these things have kept from my youth.
他说父子啊这一切我从小就遵守了
Can we proclaim,Just like this young man proclaimed.
今天的我们是不是也能够回答主耶稣，好像这个青年回答一样？
Because nowadays, for us to do all these things is very difficult.
今天上列的所有事情，在现在的世界很难去完成它。
Just like this young man, since he was in his youth, he followed all his commandments.
今天我们看到这个青年在这里跟主耶稣说：“从小我就做了。”
As our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Do not commit adultery."
主耶稣说：“不要奸淫。”
But for us.For us,
但对我们呢?
If we look at anyone to lust after them, we already commit adultery inside our heart.
那么对我们来说呢,如果我们的眼睛看到妇女就起淫念的,就是奸淫了。
If we cannot do this, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们真的这样做了,我们就不能够进入神的果。
Let's see the book of Matthew chapter 5.
我们请看马太福音第五章。
And please keep a bookmark on Mark chapter 10.
我们把书签,把这个标签放在马可福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 5.
我们请看马太福音第五章。
Verse 20.
马太福音五章二十节
Matthew 5:20
马太福音五章第二十节
For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee you by no means enter the kingdom of heaven
我告诉你们你们的义若不能胜于文士和法利赛人的义断不能进天国
So during this time our Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciple
所以这个时候主耶稣跟他的门徒们说
Unless your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee, you'll be no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
他说你们的义若不胜于文士跟法利赛人的义断不可以进天国。
So what does this mean for us?
这个对我们来说有什么意义呢?
We can see in verse 21.
我们看看二十一节。
The righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee, that is, do not murder.
这边做到，我们看到文士、法利赛人的义就是不可杀人。
But what is our righteousness?
那么我们的义是什么
？We cannot be angry with our brother without a cause.
我们的义是不能够向弟兄动怒啊。
If this is the case, we'll be in danger of judgment.
那么如果轻易向弟兄动怒，就难免受审判。就好像27节这边说到
，The scribe and Pharisee, their righteousness is that they should not commit adultery.
文士跟法利赛人的义就是说不可奸淫。
But what is our righteousness?
那么我们的义在哪里
？That we should not look at the woman to lust after her.
我们的义在凡看见妇女动淫念的，这人就有了经验。
Just like in verse 31.
就好像31节。
What is the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee?
我们看到文士、法利赛人的义是什么
？If they have a certificate of divorce,
他们如果要休妻的话
，they can get divorced.
那么就能够给那个给他休
妻。But what is our righteousness?
我们的义在哪里
？If we get divorced beside sexual immorality, and then we will sin against God.
今天凡休妻的，若不是这个不是淫乱的缘故呢，这就叫做他淫妇了。
Just like in verse 33,
就好像33节
，the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee.
我们看到文士、法利赛人的义在哪里
？Yes, they can make an oath.
他们可以起誓
，but they must be able to perform it.
但是必须要遵行他们所发的誓。
But our righteousness,
我们的义呢？
We should let everything yes be a yes and a no be no. So this means we cannot make an oath at all.
换句话，我们要是的说是，不是的就说不是，不可以向天起誓啊。
And then in verse 38,
我们看38节。
What is the righteousness of scribe and Pharisee?
38节，文士、法利赛人的义在哪里
？That is an eye for an eye and tooth for tooth.
他们的义就是以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
But our Lord Jesus Christ tells us, do not resist an evil person.
但是主耶稣叫我们的义要说不可以跟恶人作对。
Just like in verse 43,
就好像43节。
The righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee.
我们看文士、法利赛人的义。
You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
But what is our righteousness?
今天我们的义在哪里
？Love your enemies.
要能够爱你的仇敌。
Bless those who curse you.
为那逼迫你们的祷告。
Do good to those who hate you.
那么要能够为那些坏的人做好。
And pray for those who spitefully use you.
那么要为那些恶人来祷告。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
，Is our righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee?
是不是我们的义真的超过了文士、法利赛人的义呢
？If we fall short of this righteousness,
今天如果我们在这个义做不到
，Our Lord Jesus Christ said we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们主耶稣告诉我们说，我们就不能够进入他的国。
You know His word always going to come true.
我们都知道神的话总是会实现。
That's why the gate to the heavenly kingdom is very narrow.
因此。他说他的门是窄的
，So we must seek to do His will.
因此我们要能够找寻遵行他的旨意。
Let's go to Mark chapter 10.
我们回到马可福音第十
章。Mark chapter 10.
马可福音十章。
So even though this young man did all these things,
这个年轻人做了这么多的事情
，But our Lord Jesus Christ tells one thing he lacks.
主耶稣说了，你少了一件。
And because this one thing he lacks, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
也因为他缺少了这一件，因此不能够进入神的国。
So check and reflect on ourselves.
所以今天我们要反过来看看自己。
What do we lack?
我们今天缺什么
？If we lack something, we must pray for God to tell us His will so we can do it.
今天如果我们知道自己缺了什么，要在祷告当中求神。开我们的心眼，看他的旨意，我们缺什么
？Just like this young man，
就好像这个青年一样。
Because in verse 21 said, then Jesus looking at him, Jesus loved him.
二十一节，这主耶稣看他，而且爱他。
But even though Jesus loved him, doesn't mean that this young man is willing to do His will.
这里说到耶稣爱他，并不代表他就愿意遵行神的旨意啊。
So that's why when Jesus told him，
所以当主耶稣告诉他
，One thing you lack，
你还缺少一件。
But I tell you, if you be able to do this, it's treasure for you in heaven.
但是我告诉你，缺少了这一件呢，如果你做到了。天上的财宝就是你的。
But what the decision of this young man?
但是我们看看这个青年做的决定是什么。
And it's interesting if we read verse 19.
我们看看十九节。
Our Lord Jesus Christ only mentioned the last six commandments.
我们看到十九节呢，主耶稣在这边说到了十诫的最后六条。
What happened to the first four commandments?
那么前四条呢
？Because the first four commandments is to sum up to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength.
因为前四条的十诫也就是一个结论。要用你的全心全意全劲来爱你的神。
In other words, he the first four commandments to put God first in our lives.
换句话，前四个诫命就是告诉我们，在我们的生活当中要把神放第一位。
But this young man, even though he did so many wonderful things,
是的，这个年轻人在他的生活当中做了这么多好的事。
He ran toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
而且他跑到耶稣的面前。
He kneeled down before him.
而且跪在他的面前。
And the first thing that came out of his mouth, he praised the name of Jesus.
从他的口中出来的第一句话就是赞美耶稣的名。
And then he asked the most crucial question.
而且他问了最关键的一个问题。
But even then,
就算这
样, even though he can follow the last six commandments,
就算他能够做好这最后的六诫,
but he's not willing to put God first in his life.
很可惜的，他没有办法将神放在他生命中的第一位。
Because during this time,
因为在这个时候,
who was his God?
那么这个时候谁是他的神?
And what was his God?
什么样的东西是他的神?
That is on verse 22.
我们看看二十二节。
But he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possession.
他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。
So his possession was his God.
所以换句话，他的产业就是他的神啊。
And he's not willing to leave his God to follow the true and living God.
他不要放掉这个产业的神呢，而去跟随真正的神。
So we must think and reflect on ourselves.
因此，今天我们要常常思想这个问题。
Do we put anything in our life before our Lord Jesus Christ?
今天在我们的生活当中，我们是不是把所有的东西都放在耶稣的前面
？That is including our family.
是不是包括我们的家庭
？Including our career.
包括我们的工作
including our school,
包括我们的学业
If we put anything before our Lord Jesus Christ, this means our Lord Jesus Christ no longer is our God.
如果我们把这些东西都放在比耶稣更超前的地位，耶稣就不是我们的神了。
If this is the case, our Lord Jesus Christ also tells us,
如果是这样子，耶稣基督也要这样告诉我们。
We also lack one thing.
我们也是缺少一样。
We must go and sell all these things and follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
你缺少的一样就是要变卖所有的，把它卖掉。
And only then we can do according to his will.
只有这样做才能够遵行天父的旨意。
And then on the end days,
那么在最后，
when our Lord Jesus Christ come again,
当主耶稣再来的时候，
for those of us who call him Lord, Lord,
凡是称呼主啊主啊的人，
and then he will say to us,
在那个时候他要告诉我们，
yes, we have prophesied in his name.
是的，我们已经按他的名来传福音。
Yes, we have cast out demons in his name.
是的，我们奉他的名来赶鬼。
Yes, we build and perform miracles in his name.
是的，我们奉他的名能够行神迹奇事。
And the difference is that we do everything according to his will.
但是不同的是，我们遵照他的旨意来做。
Then our Lord Jesus Christ will proclaim to us.
那么主耶稣基督就要向我们这样来宣告了。
We are his faithful servant.
我们是他又良善又忠心的仆人，
and we be able to enter the joy of the Lord.
我们就能够和他一起进入天国，享受福气。
So make sure we do not lack anything.
因此，我们要确定我们不要缺一样啊。
If we call our Lord Jesus Christ Lord, Lord,
今天如果我们口中称主啊主啊，
we must do the thing that He tells us to do.
我们就要做他要我们做的事情。
And only then we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
只有在那个时候，我们就能够进入他
的天国。May God bless all of you.
愿神祝福大家。
Let's all rise up and sing Him.
我们请大家起立唱赞美诗126首。
126
首。